Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu class. We're discussing about Bhav. This is November 9th, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We're discussing about Bhava, and at this now we're discussing the 9 symptoms of Bhava, Bhakti. And this particular one is called Samutkanta. Purva Vibhag, section chapter 3, verse 36. Samutkanta Nijabhishta Labhaya Guru Labdata. Samutkanta means craving or longing. There's some definition given here. Longing means to have intense greed for attaining the service of the Lord. Anxious longing. Intense longing for attaining the supreme object of one's spiritual desires. We know about already as a materialistic person or as vishayis, sense enjoyers, we know about longing or we know about intense greed. Intense greed for having something of this material world. Intense greed for possessing or owning some object, a new cell phone, computer, stereo, car, motorcycle, woman, man, clothes. Greed is very much understood by the living entities in this material world, Buddha jivas. But that's conditional life in impure consciousness. But at the level of pure consciousness, there's another type of Samutkanta, a pure form of greed which manifests. Rather than having greed, intense lobe, it says, kam krodh lobe. Instead of having intense greed or lobe to enjoy, one has intense greed to serve. There's a phrase in Christianity where the devil is speaking. And he says, I would rather reign in hell. I would rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. Reign, R-E-I-G-N, means to rule. In other words, he's saying, the devil is saying, I'd rather go to hell. I don't mind, let me go to hell and be some kind of ruler there. But I prefer that instead of going to heaven and serving. In other words, what they call the devil or diablo, what he's saying is that no matter what, I don't want to serve God. Even if I have to go to hell, I'll go there as long as I don't have to serve. Because ruling or reigning means you're enjoying. You're the enjoyer. You rule over your body. You rule over the world. You rule over, you lord it over. We have this term, lording it over. Ishwarabhav. Husband has Ishwarabhav. He lords over his wife. Lords over his wife, his children, his house. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabya Britya. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabya Britya. Britya means sevite, servant, das. In the spiritual world, there's only one master. Ek Pati, Ek Karta, Ek Bogi, Krishna. He's the supreme. So he gave an example of intense longing is from Krishna Karnamrita. Bilva Mangala Thakur, Lila Shuk. He reveals his heart through his poetry. What does it mean to long after Krishna, to be intensely greedy and craving to serve Krishna? Anam Ramasita Bruvar Upachitam Vakshina Pakshman Kuresh Valolam Manoragner Nayanayor Ardram Rido Jalpite Atamram Adar Amrite Marakalam Mamlana Vamshi Swanesh Vashaste Mamalochanam Brajashishur Murtim Jagan Mohinim. Bilva Mangala Thakur says, I long to see that young Krishna who enchants the universe. Jagat Jagat Mohini or Jagat Mohinim, with his bent black eyebrows, his thick eyelashes, his attractive shifty eyes, his soft words which melt the heart, his sweet red lips, and with the intoxicating sound emanating from the clear notes of his flute. My eyes long for the form of Krishna which enchants the universe. In this verse, Bilvamangala Thakur is expressing his intense desire to see Krishna. And what does that Krishna look like that he wants to see? Oh, I know what he looks like. I've read descriptions. I've seen paintings. Krishna has two dark eyebrows which are slightly curved and beautiful eyelashes with thick eyelashes, thick hairs. His sweet lips are intensely red in color, and those clear sounds emanating from his flute are extremely intoxicating. This is the form, the Braja Shishur, Shishur Murti. Shishur Murti means a childlike form of Krishna. Adara Amrite Madakalam Amalana Vamshi Swa Swaneshu. My eyes always hanker to see the world-enchanting, tender-aged Krishna of Braj. His dark eyebrows are slightly curved. His eyelashes are thick and dense. Krishna's two eyes are always restless. Alolam Anaraginor Nayanor. His two eyes are always restless, looking for those who are attached to him. Krishna's gentle talk is exceptionally soft. His sweet nectarian crimson lips and the inexplicable sweet music of Krishna's faultless flute maddens everyone. So this is an example of Samutkanta, someone who's extremely greedy to serve the Lord. And what is it about the Lord that makes him greedy? He's greedy for the beauty of the Lord. Beauty, sweetness, and love make one very greedy. One's greedy. This is a higher form of greed. Uncultured people or gross materialists, they're greedy for objects. Greedy to own and control and possess and to have objects. Clothing, houses, entertainment and computers and all these objects. But a more developed person will be greedy for love, beauty and charm. So Krishna is the personification of these three attributes. Krishna is absolutely unlimited beauty, charm, and sweetness. So a devotee, he becomes greedy to see Krishna, greedy to hear Krishna's voice and his flute. That's why when we hear a devotee hears some flute music, he becomes excited. So, oh, this Vamshi, this sounds so beautiful. Hari Prasad Charasya. It melts the mind, it attracts the heart. Oh, so beautiful, so attractive. I want to meet that flute player. I want to serve him. So then that, because Krishna creates the greed, there's a cause for greed, aside from the fact that it's inborn in the jiva. Icha dvesha samuttena dvanda mohena bharata. The living entities take birth in this material world overcome by desire and hatred. Desire means greed, icha. But now we're talking about bhava bhakti, symptoms of bhava bhakti. There's no more chitta to disturb one with mundane impressions. The chitta has become thoroughly cleansed by bhakti bhajan. Karmani nirdahati kintucha bhakti bhajan. Chaito dharvana marjanam. So the chitta is not producing any vasanas. There's no vasana, no desires are arising for greed, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, sab chordye. It's all margin. It's all been cleansed and removed. So now there's pure chitta, shuddha chit, pure chitta. And pure chitta can reflect the Atma. And the Atma's nature is hankering to connect with the Paramatma. Because every particle of consciousness is meant to be united with the Supreme Consciousness. This is love, a loving union. So when one comes to pure consciousness, then he naturally becomes greedy for Krishna. The more one becomes pure, the more greedy he becomes for Krishna. Greedy to chant Krishna's name. Because he knows, he has the experience that Krishna is his name. So if he's chanting Krishna's name, he feels some presence of Krishna, depending on how pure his consciousness is. The more pure his consciousness is, the more he perceives Krishna in the name. Nam Rup Gun Lila. If you have pure name, you have everything. You have the fullest expression of Krishna and pure name. So now the next characteristic of this Bhava Bhakti is, interestingly enough, it's Nam Gane Sadaruchi. Nam Gane Sadaruchi. Rodana Bindu Maranda Syandi Drig Indi Varadya Govinda. Tava Madura Swarakanti Gayati Namavalim Bala. This is Nam Sadaruchi. Nam Ruchi means taste. Always having taste in the name. Taste for chanting the name of Krishna is illustrated in the following entry. O Govinda, today, a young girl with a sweet voice, a bala means young girl, with a madhura swara kanti, with a sweet voice whose lotus eyes are streaming with tears of honey, is singing your names. So this is explained, who is speaking this verse. Someone has come to Krishna, to Govinda, and they're giving some news report, eyewitness news. Informed sources are reporting. So this particular Sakhi was with Radharani, and she saw Radharani's condition, and Radharani was engaged in Nam Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, Madhur Nam, Prem Nam Sankirtan. And this girl, Radharani, this young girl, Bala, she was singing with Madhura Swara Kanti. Her throat was full of the sweetest madhu, honey-like sounds. Madhu means shahad. Madhura swara kanti. Her throat was totally saturated with the sweetest, melodious and attractive sound of Krishna's prem nam. Giridari sham, hari morari, shama pyari, govardhana dari. Giridari sham, hari morari, shama pyari, govardhana dari. And her eyes were streaming with tears. Rodana bindu maranda shandi drigandi varadya govinda. Rodana bindu. Maranda, makaranda, maranda. Maranda means this honey pollen, honey and pollen mixed together. Drops of Rodana Bindu Maranda Snandi Drig. Snandi Drig, from the corners of Radharani's eyes, Bindu, makaranda. As that verse is there. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande Mana Mana Samaru Karamar Payanija Parapankaja Makarande Parapankaja Makarande. So it says, literally it says in this verse, one gopi came to Krishna and said, Hey Govinda, Do you know the news? There's one gopi, Radhika, and she's so much feeling separation from you. From the corners of her eyes, there are drops of tears falling. And they're not tears of some pani or some water. They're tears of honey, honey sweetness from her heart, trickling from her heart. Rodana bindu maranda, snandi drig. And so that's what's coming out of her eyes, these sweet tears. And what's coming out of these honey-like tears mixed with flower pollen, honey, are dripping from the corners of Radharani's eyes, from the bindu. Deep, deep, deep. And that's from her eyes. And what's coming out of her throat? Madhura swara kanti. Her throat is effusing this incredible sweetness which is gushing from her heart. Where is my sham? Sham kaha, sham kaha, sham kaha. Where is my sham? Where, oh Sakhi, where's my sham? So she's singing. A young girl, Radhika, with a sweet voice whose lotus eyes are streaming with tears of honey, is singing your names. So this is an example of Nam Gane Sadaruchi. Someone who has Nam Gan, who has Ruchi, great taste for the names of Krishna. Very interesting. That when Rupa Goswami, he says, what are the 9 symptoms of Bhava Bhakti? One of them is Nam Gane Sadaruchi. Always being intensely attracted to and getting taste from chanting the various names and qualities of Krishna. And who is an example of that? Srimati Radharani. No one can perform Sankirtan better than Radharani. Who can perform Krishna Nam Sankirtan better than Radharani? This is being nicely told here. Now this next quality is attachment to discussing Krishna's qualities. Tad gunakyane akya. Akya means conversation, discussions, topics. Tad gunakyane asakti. Asakti means attachment for the discussing the qualities of Krishna. This is a citation from Krishna Karanamrita 88. Madhuryadapi madhuram manmatata tasikem api kaishoram chapalyadapi chapalam chetupata harati hantakim kurama. This can be considered to be spoken by Bilba Mangala Thakur, who wrote the book, but actually Jiva Goswami says it's actually a Braja Gopi speaking to another Gopi. That Kishore, that useful Krishna with the qualities of Cupid. Manmata Kishore, who's extremely sweet and extremely fickle. He's Chapalya, has stolen my heart. Harati hanta kim korma. Alas, alas, what should I do? Hanta, what should I do? So this is an example of attachment to describing the qualities of Krishna. One Sakhi reveals her mind to another. Guya means secret, akyati means akya, same thing as here. Gunakyane asakti, attachment to speaking or conversing about the qualities of Krishna. So she's, in one sense it sounds like a complaint. She's actually just glorifying Krishna's qualities, his guna. What are his qualities? All attractive. Karshan, Sri Krishna Karshan. This is one of his qualities, that Krishna is youthful, Kaishur. What's another quality? He's extremely beautiful and clever and chanchal. So he's glorifying that quality. And what's another quality? He steals the heart, harati. So alas, Krishna's form is extremely sweet. Oh, he says, Manmata tata means father. I would say, Siddha Krishna's tatapad. Tata means the father who, Siddha Krishna's Tattapad was the title of this great devotee. He was a father at whose feet everybody sat. Tattapad. Because he taught everyone, so many of the devotees lived here in the 1880s, 1870s, he taught them how to do bhajan. He's like the father. Shiksha Guru, bhajan Shiksha Guru, Tattapad. It's a very affectionate term, Tattapad. Like we say Prabhupada, Tattapad. So, Krishna is described as Manmata Tata. He's the father of Cupid, which means that Krishna's form invokes feelings of conjugal love. So this is being explained here, explained. So the gopis, as we are, as one who comes to the level of bhava, what happens to one at the level of bhava? He's very attached to describing the qualities of Krishna. And gopis are, of course, in prema, but they're also very attached. They're attached to the qualities of Krishna. There's another symptom of this bhava. It's called attachment for the abode of the Lord. One loves to live in Krishna's abode. This is Brajavas. And this is from Padyavali, number 121. Atrasit kilananda sadma sakshat asyatra bhavat banjanam bandha cheda karopi damabir abud bhaddo tra damudara hitam matara brita vraktra vigalat piyusha daram pivan anad ashu dara karamadu purim danyash charishyam yaham. Nanda Maharaj's house was here. This is where Krishna once broke the cart. Here is where Damodar, who cuts material bondage, was bound up by ropes. When will I be fortunate enough to wander about in Mathura with tears in my eyes, drinking such streams of nectar flowing from the mouth of an elder of Mathura? So this verse from Padyavali describes a yatri, or devoted person, coming to visit Vrindavan 500 years ago. And he wants to see, you are a Brijvasi, you're like a Panda, or you're like a Damvasi. Can you show me the place of Krishna's pastime? Because that's what Pandas traditionally did. They're called Tirth Guru. Tirth means the holy place. So they will say, listen. And then he will say, here is where Nanda's house was, Nanda Bhavan, with his 50 rooms. And then we go to another ground, we see some little temple. That's not exactly a 50-room palace. And so they said, yes, here was his palace. And here is where Shakat, and over there in Mathura goes to Gokul. And this place is where Krishna broke the Shakat, the cart that had the ghost inside that tried to kill him. And this is the Ulukal, this is where Mother Yashoda tied Krishna up to the mortar. And so now the person is saying, when will I wander about Mathura with tears in my eyes as I hear this wonderful Harikata from the mouths of a Vrijvasi? So what is this? This shows an intense hankering to live in Vrindavan and wander around Krishna's Leela Stalis and hear the katha about Krishna. So this in fact is what Brajavas means. Brajavas means to have tears in the eyes, hankering to see Krishna's Leelas, and wandering about Vrindavan with a Tirth Guru or with a Brajavasi who can show the places of Krishna's Leelas and tell you the pastimes that were enacted there. And then with a great mood of utkantita, hankering, one prays it. This is love for Vrindavan. When will I be fortunate enough to wander about the Mathura Mandala? Tears will drip from my eyes as my ears drink the ambrosial words flowing from the mouths of the elderly Brijavasis, who will point out to me, look! Here is the place of Nanda Maharaj's palace. Here's where Krishna broke the cart and vanquished Shakatasura. Here is where here is where Mukunda, the one who gives liberation to everyone, was bound by ropes by his mother Yashoda. He was tied up here. So this is a very nice description of this attachment to the abode of the Lord and love to live in the Lord's abode. Vasati stali priti. Priti means love, priti. Stal, vasa means live, to stay in the vasa. Prajvas, stali means stan. To be situated in, positioned in, to remain in, to live in. Vrajadam or Navadvipam. So this is Trasi Kosh Vrindavan, Vrajabhumi Vrindavan, anywhere in Vrindavan is a wonderful place to live. So tomorrow we've been hearing what is Bhava Bhakti, what are the characteristics of Bhava Bhakti, the nine characteristics. How does one attain Bhava Bhakti? What are some of the experiences of Bhava Bhakti? And tomorrow we'll find out what is not Bhava Bhakti. He describes a little bit about, because sometimes there can be some imitative presentations of Bhava Bhakti.